death in your family or sickness in your family. You know what I'm talking about, the shepherd's point of view.
Appreciate that. She always does a fantastic job every time she sings. I look forward to her singing sometime, and then appreciate her. At this time, we're going to take our prayer requests. Do we have any spoken prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Yes. Right. I think we heard that hopefully Earl and Temple will be back next Sunday. So, yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Appreciate Brother Fred being here. Yes. remember that one. Yes. Yeah, remember that one. Oh, man. Yes. Remember that. Yes.
Remember calling Dad, they're traveling today.
Remember that. Sister Patsy, when is your surgery? When's your surgery?
My surgery is July 7th.
July 7th. Remember Sister Patsy.
On
I'd say you have operated on her in the past, and when you see little kids. Any others? Yes. Remember our family. Remember Sandra. She's having a tough time. She's only got out like twice this week and got her out once yesterday, and she's having a lot of trouble walking and breathing, so she's having a lot of issues. Remember her. Some unspoken request that we have. Yes. Praise the Lord. She's out of time, that's for sure. Any others? Have an unspoken request. All those of you that can and are physically able to, if you want to come around the altar for the altar prayer. Brother Dalton, I want to ask you if you would take us to the Lord in prayer, please. Thank you for that. I appreciate all that. And I forgot to mention Sandra's sister Kay lives in Kingsport. We stopped in and saw her last night, and at first when she was diagnosed with cancer, she said, there's no way I'm going to do chemo or anything like that, but I think through the family talking to her and telling her some experiences, this, that, and the other that the family's had, she decided to go ahead and do some things. So we stopped in there and talked to her a little bit last night, and she's feeling a little better. The treatment that they're giving her is, I think, for the pain and helped the cancer just a little bit, but just keep her in your prayers. It's my privilege and honor to introduce our next guest, Brother Dalton Elliott. Brother Dalton, I was going to say a guest, but no, he's not a guest. He's one of us. So we just appreciate Brother Dalton very much. We ask him to come and give us whatever the Lord's put on his heart.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. All right, we'll have to do a little better than that. Y'all know me. Praise the Lord. Amen. That sounds a little better. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, and a lot of new faces in here. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for what the Lord's going to do for Shiloh. Amen. And once again, the only thing we need to do is just keep on praying, folks. That's all we need to do is just keep praying and keep in the way of the Lord. And before I get into the message this morning, does anybody have testimony they'd like to give before I get in the message? Anybody? I just felt that on my heart this morning. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Yeah. Amen. 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 Well, if you've got your Bibles with you this morning, turn over with us to Isaiah chapter number 14 or 43. Isaiah chapter number 43. We're going to start reading at verse number 14. Isaiah chapter number 43, verse number 14. Amen. Shouldn't be before you but 5 or 6 hours. But I promise you, everybody at Cracker Barrel will be gone by the time you get there. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 43. Going to start reading at verse number 14. If you found your place, say amen. And the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's all I'm going to read. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for another time to be able to just come and gather in your house once again. Lord, I pray for each and every one represented here today, Lord, and if there's somebody in the midst that don't know about the free pardon of sin, Lord God, they may be lost and undone without you. Lord, I pray, God, that this would be the day, Lord, that they would make it right, Lord God. And Lord, once again, just look over this house and bless us, Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. I'd like us to think for just a couple of minutes there in verse number 16. I'm going to read it one more time. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. And what I'd like to preach on for a couple of minutes is the way this morning. I began to pray to the Lord and ask Him what He wanted me to preach this morning. And it seemed like this just kept coming in my mind. And He wants me to preach on the way to salvation. And it seems like today, I just want to break it all down to you just real quickly. But it seems like today everybody is trying to go their own way. They don't want to do it the way God has ordained. They want to do it their own way. They want to do exactly what they want to do. And see, I begin to think of that. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you try to get to heaven your way, you'll never make it there. The only way that you'll be able to make it to a place called heaven is doing things God's way. And see, today that's what we're lacking, is letting God have full control over us and saying, God, I need You to make a way for me where I can serve You more. See, the thing about it is, once again, it's never going to be your way, folks, but it'll always be God's way. See, I want to tell you something. Salvation is a lot more than what you think it is. It's a thing that you can get, and you can say, Lord, save me. And when He comes into you, praise God, I'm going to tell you something. You get something that you can't get rid of. Amen. The way. Praise God, there's many, many ways that you can go. The Bible talks about it. Many ways you can go with the world. Praise God, it'll never work. Amen. Or you can go with Jesus. A lot of people say, well, you know what, brother? I believe in God. Hey, the Bible says even the demons in hell know that there's a God and tremble. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's a difference between believing in God and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. See, salvation is knowing Jesus. Salvation was a man that walked up on Calvary's hill and they put Him on an old rugged cross. And praise God, when the nails were drove in His hands, it was for me. Just as much as it's for you. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something. The way that I'm walking on, praise God, I had to go by the cross in order to get there. Amen. I had to go by the cross. That's what people are lacking today. You got to go by Jesus, not your own way. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something, sinner. If you don't know the Lord, praise God, you better find Him, amen. You better find Him. You're never going to change yourself. You've got to have Jesus standing right beside of you. You've got to have Jesus making the way every day that you live. And praise God, He will. Praise God, He will. See, I want to tell you something. As Isaiah was talking about here, praise God, you just look at how God made us. Gentiles away. Think about that for a minute. Hey man, you just think about it. Don't come from lineage no more. Praise God. Salvation comes by the cross. A man named Jesus. Praise God. Made a way. Made a way. I don't have to live by the law. Praise God. I can live by a man named Jesus. I can take how He lived and apply it to my life. And praise God, it's the greatest way of living that you'll ever know. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful that we had a Savior that cared about us enough that He sent His only begotten Son to the cross so we can have salvation. Amen. Right, bro. Hey man, if you don't have it, you don't know what you're missing.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God, this is something you get a hold of, and praise God, you're going to want to share it. Hey man, you're going to want to tell the world that you got saved by Jesus. I never thought I'd be a preacher. Hey man, I'll just be honest with you. I never in my life, this is the last thing I ever wanted to be. Hey man, I'll just tell you, I didn't want to preach, I didn't want to get in front of people, but God made a way. Hey man, when I got on that way, praise God, I wanted to start doing a little bit more for Jesus, amen. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. Once again, Jesus said that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Praise God, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. You know, I've counseled people before Him, and they say, Dalton, I don't know how to go on any further. I don't know what I need to do. I don't even know where I'm at, praise God. And the only thing you got to do is tell them Jesus is the way.
Yeah.
Praise God, you follow Him, you can't ever go wrong. Amen. Now, you follow the world, you're going to end up in a place called hell. But praise God, you follow Jesus, you'll never go wrong. You'll never have... I may have a Holy Ghost fit this morning, folks, but you just follow Him. You get to where you can see the hem of His garment, and you touch it, praise God. And I'm going to tell you something, that joy is unspeakable and full of glory. And when you get a hold of it, praise God, you won't want to get rid of it. Amen. Staying on the way. See, I want to tell you something, folks. There's a lot of people that's fell by the wayside. Hey, man. There's a lot of people that's just, you know, they've gotten rid of church. They say that they don't need it. They've gotten rid of Jesus. They say they don't need Him. And then people end up in a ditch. Right. They leave the way that they've been taught and they end up in a ditch. And it seems like it takes them forever to get out until they get a hold of Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can pull you out of it. Proverbs, I had this wrote down here. Proverbs chapter number 14. Verse 12, it said, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'm going to tell you something. Just listen to me. This flesh right here will deceive you. Hey, man, this flesh right here will deceive you every chance that it gets. And but I'm going to tell you what will not deceive you is what's in this holy word of God. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people say it's old-fashioned. A lot of people say it's outdated. Praise God, it may be. I don't care what you think. I'm going to tell you what, this Word of God still stands true today. And my Bible says it's sealed in heaven. And there ain't nobody that can change it. Thank God. And the way that Jesus made, hey, you may want to go on your own way. That's fine today. But your way will lead you to hell. Jesus' way will lead you to a place called hell. Hey, man. See, the children of Israel, they want to do it their way. They want to do it their way. They didn't want to do it God's way. And look at how downhearted they did. Yeah. Amen. Because things wouldn't go right. Amen. If you get on the way, you get on the way for Jesus, things start looking up. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Even, once again, even during the bad days, as I preached a couple Sundays ago, even during the bad days, because you've got God right on your side. Right. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's no doubt about it. There's a straight and narrow way that you have to walk. Amen. Amen. There's just no doubt about it. And I thank God for that. Because if God didn't love us, praise God, we can go through whatever we want to do.
That's right.
Amen. But because He loved us, He wanted us separate from the world.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm thankful to be separate from the world. I'm thankful when I'm in a crowd, people look at me, and they think, my gosh, isn't he a weirdo? Thank God, amen. I've got a hold of something, praise God. And if you've got a hold of it, you may even be considered one. Amen. The way. The way. There's only one way.
That's right.
I always think that, and they're different religions. Praise God, you get into them different religions all day long. I don't care, you spend all your life getting into them religions. They ain't a single one of them that's got the power that I hold in my hand.
Right.
There ain't a single one of them that's got something called the Holy Ghost that can save you, that can cleanse you, that can keep you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't none of them. There ain't none of them that can preach in the Holy Ghost. Ain't one of them. Ain't one of them that can shout like I can because they don't have a cross. Amen. The way. Get rid of what's in this and start putting this in yonder. I wish I could take this book and just shove it in my head. Amen. Because it's so good. And it won't lead you the wrong way. Amen. It won't lead you the wrong way. Praise God. Can you believe I even made notes this morning? As Greg said last time, I may become a preacher one day. Amen. Amen there. You know, Job, I even wrote this down. Amen. He knows where you're headed to. He knows.
exactly what you do behind them closed doors. He knows everything about you. He knows how many hairs you don't even have. Amen. As quickly as I'm losing them, praise God, he's still got an aftercount. Amen. He knows. And praise God, once again, at the end of the day, Job said, shall come forth as gold.
Yes.
Job lost everything. Amen. Hey man, lost everything you could imagine. Down in the dumps. But he still said, my redeemer lives.
Yeah.
He was still on the right way. He still was in touch with God. See, folks, I'm telling you something. It's a one-on-one relationship between you and Jesus. Yeah. If you don't have that, you're headed to hell.
Right, brother.
Yeah. Dog, you shouldn't say that. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something. You'll wish. If you don't accept him today, one day you'll wish that you were sitting right back here and the Holy Ghost is calling your name. You would wish for one more chance, one more second to make it right. I'm going to tell you something. Salvation's real, folks. Salvation's real. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. When I got saved, I can take you to the pound. I can take you to the pound. I can take you to the place. Praise God. I can tell you what I prayed. I can remember it. Amen. Wednesday night prayer meeting. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, the preacher. I mean, I was sitting back about back yonder, and I'm telling you what, the preacher just might as well call my name out. I knew he's preaching to me. Sure, I was young. There's no doubt about it, I was young, but I was still headed to hell. I may not have been a bad person, but I was still headed to the same hell. Why, God? Because I wasn't born again. Because I hadn't said, Lord, I need you to come in my heart. I need you to cleanse me. I need to make you my personal Lord and Savior.
Yes, amen.
And I come up there praying. And I knelt down at that altar. And I'm telling you what, after I prayed that, it was the best feeling ever.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, man, it seemed like all my cares, all my worries were gone. Praise God, I just felt so good.
Yes.
And then Brother Ed God, couple weeks after that, or I guess a couple months after that, I can't quite remember, grabbed hold of my hand, took me down to the river. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something. He asked me, he said, you got anything to say before we back? I said, no, let's just do this. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Dump me. Praise God. And he did. Praise God, I've come up out of that water, and the only thing I could say was amen. Amen, because it felt so good. It felt so good to be on the same way that my Savior was. Praise God, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I'm not a perfect person, and you ain't either. Amen. You're not perfect, so don't sit there thinking it. Praise God, I'm not perfect, but praise God, the man that I follow is.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God, the perfect thing a man can ever get is a hold of Jesus. Dalton, I don't understand today. I just get off that. I don't understand today why people give up everything that Jesus has to offer to follow something that the world has. I'm going to tell you something, folks. This world is temporary. Praise God, you're going to die. Hey, man, there's going to be somebody standing at the head of your casket one day. Praise God, there's just no doubts about it. This world's going to catch on fire. It's going to go away, thank God. But what matters is if you're on the way. Have you made things right with you and the Lord? Listen, the only reason I'm saying this morning, you look at what's going on today, folks. Just look, please look. Our Savior's coming back. And I'll uphold that till the day I die. Jesus is going to come back. You may not believe it. Just because you don't believe it don't mean it's false. It's a fact ordained by God. I mean, just you may not believe the Bible this morning. But I will tell you something. Everybody says, oh, it contradicts itself. I read this Bible right here and I never found one place that it contradicts itself. Not one place. Everything falls together perfectly. Isaiah said they'd be a perfect. Isaiah said there's going to be the Son of God, the Messiah, is going to come. There's no doubt about it. People in Israel right now still looking for him. But I found him one night.
Amen.
I found him one night in a church. And when I gave my life to him, I'm going to tell you what, no matter how down I get, I can still hold up my hands and say, God's been good to me. The way that I'm on is the best way that I've ever lived.
Amen.
I look at people that are in the world today, and I'm going to tell you something. They are the most grumpiest. I can get grumpy sometimes, but they're the most grumpiest people. I mean, you're so downhearted. Everything else. Because they don't have a promise like I do. They have nothing. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. Sure, you may be able to get the alcohol. You may be able to get the drugs. You can get whatever you want to. It'll never feel like it does when you get home. Praise God. When things become new.
Bless it.
I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing. If Satan can rise up against you, God can't take care of
that. That's right.
Amen. Ain't that good to know, brother?
Yeah.
Ain't that good to know, no matter what, if you stay on the way from the Lord? Praise God, ain't nothing. Nothing in the world to worry about.
Right.
Because God's got a hold of you.
Amen.
I went to church several times before I got saved, and I can remember hearing the preacher, and I'm going to tell you something, all week long, that's all I thought about. Even at night time, I couldn't go to bed. I'd be laying there in bed just thinking about that. What would happen if I died tonight? What would happen? You better think about it today, folks. What would happen if you passed away tonight? Where would you be? Where would you be? Are all things right between you and God? It's a real thing, I'm telling you. It's a real thing. And it's time, folks. Maybe vaccine. I don't know. It's time to get right.
Yeah.
It's time to get right. Stop thinking that you're better than everybody else. Hey, man, put off yourself. Get rid of yourself. Yourself and your religion. Your pride will send you to hell. I know many people, and they'd sit and they'd cry during services, and you'd ask them, why didn't you come? I'm afraid what people might think of me. Praise God, that might as well be the last thing on your mind. Praise God, because I'm going to tell you something. Your friends can't save you. Your mama can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. Your grandpa and your grandma can't save you. I can't save you. But Jesus can. But Jesus can. The only way. Once again, verse number 16, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. The way, and then you do it His way. You got to find the way, praise God, and then you can do it His way. That's what it takes. Amen. And once again, when you get on His way, what does it say right there? He'll maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. He'll make a way in the valleys. Listen to me, folks. He'll make a way in your alcohol addiction. Hey, man, he'll make a way in your drug addiction. Praise God, he'll make a way in your fornication. He'll make a way in everything that you can imagine for you to get out of it. You can't get yourself out of sin. Only Jesus can get you where you need to be in order to get to heaven. See, just like the sister said, Dwayne Fields, that's right, isn't it? Which one was it? They come from Harsh Chapel, where I started preaching at. I will tell you something. I sat in church with that little girl. She sat right in front of me. Folks, you'd be sitting right here on the way home, you'd be dead.
Right.
Bible says life is a vapor. Praise God, it is. Well, you're one day gone to the next. Folks, if you haven't been born again, I'm going to give you the time to do something. Once again, put off yourself. Put off your pride. Get rid of it. This isn't the place for it. know people before. No joke. And they say that they've been born again. But in life decisions, they don't even pray about it.
It's true. That's right.
Praise God. I'll give you a perfect example from the preacher that's preaching to you this morning. I thought I needed a new truck. And I went looking at them. And you know what? I got to looking at them old trucks. And I thought, man, them things look good. You know, I need one of them. I decided I was going to buy one. I got the biggest piece of junk on the lot. Praise God. I didn't pray about it. Please, this morning, if somebody comes to the piano, Mildred, Mama, please come make it right. Please, I'm begging you. See, I can't do it for you. There's deacons here, there's sisters here that'll pray for you. Please consider your soul this morning. Please get on the way that the Lord has made for you. If we'd all stand this morning, every head bowed and every eye closed.